A reading from the book of Matthew. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. This reading calls us to a great responsibility. Jesus entrusts us, his disciples, who have been instructed in the kingdom of heaven. We are the head of the household, called to spread the good news of old in today's world. What else is Jesus saying to us here? The kingdom is like a net thrown into the sea. The type of net mentioned here is a sweep net with weights along the edges used in surface fishing from the shore. It is a type of net that was indiscriminate in its gathering. The catch is sorted after being taken ashore. The word used for bad fish, sapra, means bad or rotten and calls to mind something that goes bad over a span of time, not quickly. The net is a great image for all peoples attracted to Jesus, the fine upstanding law-abiding types, as well as the flagrant sinners. All are welcomed into this kingdom. The judgment here is not for us. That is left for God. It is important for the preacher to suspend all judgments. This reading is far more about what the reign of God requires of us, what it requires of us individually and in groups that we associate with. This includes our churches, our local and national governments, and our neighborhoods. As Dominicans, who do we seek to evangelize as a good catch? Someone who goes to church every Sunday and receives the sacraments regularly, or someone who is lost to the church or does not know Jesus, someone mentally ill? The good news in this gospel is that all are welcome. When Julian of Norwich said all will be well, she did not deny the possibility that some will be damned. She trusted that Christ had all things in hand and will bring good out of all things. In the image of the fish, there is grace evident in the abundant bounty and the great variety of fish. Nothing in all of creation is unknown by him. Even the rotten fish fertilize and enrich the soil. God does not recognize that we enter the kingdom against our will. However, the kingdom is now and requires that we act today. This demands more than many of us are willing to give. There is room for all of us if we allow ourselves to be drawn in more deeply to the point of risking everything. The following is a story of a man who risked everything and was transformed by one simple act. A 9-year-old boy looking for help after his mother crashed their van in southern Arizona desert was rescued by a man entering the United States illegally, who stayed with him until help arrived the next day. The 45-year-old woman had been driving on a U.S. Forest Service road on Thanksgiving Day in a remote area just north of the Mexican border when she lost control of her van on a curve. The van vaulted into a canyon and landed 300 feet from the road. Her son, unhurt but disoriented, crawled out to get help and was found about 2 hours later by Jesus Manuel Cordova, 26 years old, of Magdalena de Quino in the northern Mexican state of Sonora. Unable to pull the mother out, he comforted the boy while they waited for help. The woman died a short time later. He stayed with him, told him that everything was going to be all right. As temperatures dropped, he gave him a jacket, built a bonfire, and stayed with him until about 8 a.m. Friday, when hunters passed by and called authorities. For a 9-year-old boy, it had to be completely traumatic being out there alone with his mother dead, the sheriff commented. Fortunately for the kid, Cordova was there. That was his angel. Cordova was taken into custody by Border Patrol agents who were the first to respond to the call for help. He had been trying to walk into the United States when he came across the boy. The boy and his mother had been in the area camping. The woman's husband and the boy's father had died only 2 months previous. Cordova likely saved the boy. The sheriff said that Cordova and his actions should remind people not to quickly characterize illegal immigrants as criminals. Obviously, this is one example of what an individual can do, he said. This man, Jesus Cordova, risked everything, his freedom, his opportunity to feed his family back home, and his opportunities in the United States. He did this all for the sake of another. Later, when Cordova was asked through an interpreter why he did what he did, he said, "It was the right thing to do. If this were my son, I would want others to do the same." That will be the image that remains. God never withdraws his arms from his work. There are always opportunities for us to change paths, to risk everything. God always welcomes us.